5267 northbound 185th and Cornell.
Hello, 5267. I got your request to talk. How can I help you today?
Well, I figured I'd better run it past you since it was a complaint from a passenger. I had a passenger come on, young man. He's got a wooden bow and arrow with some arrows. That shouldn't be an issue, should it?
I'm guessing they weren't, like, they didn't have the arrow loaded on the bow ready to fire. They weren't using it as a weapon. They weren't threatening anybody with it. They just had it with them.
Yeah, that's affirmative. He had the bow and the arrows in separate hands, had a pleasant demeanor.
Okay. And were the arrows, like, were they in, like, a container or something, or were they out?
No container. They were loose. Maybe, I can't remember, 3-4 in his hand.
Okay. I've never had this question before. So, let me talk to my manager real quick, and then I'll call you back. Are they still on the bus, or did they get off already?
He's still on the bus. He's in that back part of the bus.
Okay. And you said you don't feel threatened. They're not threatening in any way, shape, or form with that, anything like that, correct?
Yeah, it's affirmative. I didn't get a vibe, but, of course, you never really know what someone, you know what I mean? I was going to say, it reminds me of some of the things you've heard in the news where they seem like perfectly normal people, but as far as I can tell, it seems perfectly normal.
Right. Yeah, we never truly know what someone's intentions are with anything, whether it's a bow and arrow or not, you know what I mean? So let me talk to my manager real quick and I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. 1430.